بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأدع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. In this ayah, which is at the end of the 14 juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes to the believers what is the principles of da'wah and calling towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got rules for everything. Whether those rules are for your prayer, your salah, whatever the case may be, even adhkar, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a specific way as taught to you by your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, any action is open to personal interpretation, as we see in the world today. Somebody says, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I choose to believe in Allah like how I choose to believe in Allah. According to any Muslim, that will not be acceptable. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That the deen, the way of life, acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Otherwise, simply opening it up to your own interpretation and understanding of even a good thing opens the door to shaitan's interpretation as well. And ultimately, it creates a person's own personal desires and expectation and understanding of something. And that includes the work of da'wah and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this singular ayah describes to the believers in the instruction that He's giving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to call towards the deen of Allah. Wherein He tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not addressing the ummah, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana. The word udu is you call. Who is the receiver of the instruction? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By virtue of the extension of him receiving the instruction, the ummah is also supposed to take a message from here, that if your Nabi has been commanded to do these particular actions, then you too need to understand that this method is also demanded of you when your time comes, whether it is in the period of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or whether it is centuries later, like how we are all living. The Quran is an eternal message. It's not only relevant to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the instructions are relevant right now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Udu ila sabili rabbika, you call towards the path of your Rabb. You call towards the path of your Rabb. All the ulama of the opinion that what is meant by the path of your Rabb, it's the total deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now don't feel shy. You call towards the total deen. Don't make excuses for any part of your deen. Don't make excuses or even beat around the bush about this, about hijab, about scarf, about no scarf, about what's your position regarding this particular social norm. Don't do that. Call towards the path of your Rabb. That's your stance at the end of the day. Know your stance at the end of the day. Call towards the path of your Rabb. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom here is, it has to be understood. When the kuffar came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to him with different proposals. The first proposal was, we want you to stop. End of the story, we want you to stop. But when they realized that the number of believers are becoming more, and there is no way that he's going to stop, they came with a compromise. Now here's the compromise. 1 year we'll all become Muslims. The next year, you know what? We all will become kuffar, disbelievers, worshipping the idols. And the following year, we'll become Muslims again. Allah Ta'ala answers that particular question of theirs in Surah Kafirun, which comes later on. But what were they trying to do here? They were trying to negotiate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam down on some practices that were offensive to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't buy into this nonsense. Udu ila sabili rabbika. You call towards the complete path of your deen.
And don't worry about what day offends them or doesn't offend them, whatever the case may be. Otherwise, if you are going to stand for that, you eventually going to stand for nothing at the end of the day. So you call towards the path of your Allah, but then you apply certain principles. بِالْحِكْمَةِ, using wisdom. وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, using good advice. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ, and you argue with them, you counter with them in a way that is better. Let's start with number one. Hikmah, wisdom. You know what their likes and their dislikes are. You appeal to them in such a way that you are soft and you are kind with them. You open the doors of wisdom by knowing when to start talking and when to stop talking at the same time. Wisdom is all over in the Quran Kareem. Yusuf alayhi salam, who we discussed a couple of nights ago. Two people come to him for a reason. They see a dream and they want the interpretation of the dream. What does he do? He doesn't call them immediately, does he? What does he do? He doesn't give them the interpretation immediately, but he tells them to have their supper first, come to them, sit with him. He talks to them about the greatness of Allah. He gives them the interpretation of his dream. This is an application of wisdom that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you apply your level of wisdom. Now the question is, where do you learn this wisdom from? Which textbook can I borrow from the Islamic library that I can read and become a wise man? The answer to the question is that there is no textbook. And there is no particular curricula that you could follow. Wisdom is a marriage between your experience and your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you develop your own consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, known as taqwa, and you couple it with good life experiences and interaction with people, it is hoped that the child of that marriage will be wisdom. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hikmah, wisdom. It's not something you're going to learn from any curricula, but it is that internal taqwa, that consciousness of yours that will consistently drive you to say the right things, to understand and to read a situation in the best possible way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, call people using number one, wisdom. Second thing, maw'idatil hasana, good advices. Tell them what is good advice. A person is ill. Whether the person is Muslim or non-Muslim, let's assume you go to a non-Muslim at that time. What will be maw'idatil hasana, good advice? Think of your Creator above. Think of your family. Be, you know, hopeful that the Almighty will now cure you. Be hopeful of the treatment that you are receiving and put your trust in a greater power. What's that? Good advice is applicable to him, it's applicable to a believer as well. Somebody is in a state of happiness. Allah Ta'ala gave them a child, or Allah Ta'ala gave them some prosperity. That person happens to be a non-Muslim, a non-Muslim neighbor. What will be maw'idatil hasana? Think of a greater Creator. Think of those who are less fortunate than you. Preserve a percentage of your new prosperity for those who are underprivileged, whatever the case may be. That is maw'idatil hasana, that is applicable as way of good advice for a person who may be a Muslim or a non-Muslim for that matter. Utilize this maw'idatil hasana to become a bridge to calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third instruction, jadilhum. If you have to interact with them and argue with them, do it wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. You do it in a better way than they are doing it. When they do it with vulgarity. They do it with lies. They do it with propaganda. That's how they do it. I mean, if you look at the so-called Islamophobia or the anti-Muslim regiment or regime that is taking steam in the last 5 to 7 years, which is, you know, being fed by different ideologies across the world, we're not absent from it, neither are we unaware of it, right? Different ideologies across the world. How do they approach the matter? They use vulgarity. Vulgarity against Muslim people, Muslim males, Muslim females, Muslim lifestyle. Allah Ta'ala says, don't respond in that particular way. That's not your way, not the way of the Anbiya alayhi salam, not the way of a Muslim. Jadilhum, you interact and you oppose them in a better way. They want to be vulgar, you use the best of languages. They want to be rude, you show the best of character. That's the prophetic. Not only Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a single prophet, no matter what were the trials and tribulations that they underwent, has ever been recorded in history as having responded to those who swore him with vulgarity from his side, with bad language from his side. Allah Ta'ala cautions, of course Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is never going to do it, but the instruction is to the Ummah who comes after him, that when you interact with them, do it in a better way. They've done it in this way, my response is better. They've used vulgarity, I've used a better language. You will always win at the end of the day. And you're not there to look for opinion. You look for the hidayat and the guidance of the person. Opinion is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the turner and the change of hearts. But then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is an instruction to us as well. Wasbir bima asabak. Be patient upon whatever reaches you. That you'll do all of these things, calling towards Allah, wisdom, using the best argument, but the only time it is going to work is wasbir, that you have to be patient in applying it and not expect your results to be instantaneous and to be overnight. Because the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works upon His wisdom, it doesn't work upon your expectation. Your expectation is nothing when it compares to the will and the decree and the timing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, O my Nabi, by extension the Ummah of the Nabi as well, you be patient upon the outcome of whatever you do. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the best of outcomes, lisabirin, for those who are patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this to the Ummah time and time again, that you are patient in your application, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you results at the end. So this is the message at the end of Juz 14. Earlier on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a number of His different makhlukat. And there's an entire surah devoted to one. Although the whole discussion of the surah is not about it, but there's only about one or two ayats that are devoted to that discussion, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of His makhluk, the bee. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى النَّحَلِ. We reveal to the bee that you make your houses in the mountains and in every high place, and you visit every single plant and you drink from there. وَفِي شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. And what comes from your stomach will be a shifa and a cure for the people. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this one makhluk of Allah. When Allah ta'ala speaks about it, the message is not to give us a biology lesson. Right? It's not simply that this is a biology lesson. That you know what? The bee makes his house in the mountain, it makes his house in the tree, and it produces honey. That's biology. But the purpose is something greater than that. What is the message unto the Ummah, the reader of the Quran? That the reason why I have praised this bee is because of the discipline of this animal. Because of its ability to now work hard for itself. Work hard for its people. Every bee is not working for itself. It's not bringing honey for itself or nectar for itself to drink. But rather it is coming towards a common objective. It's working with system. It's part of a society that is as complex as a human being society. It takes instruction from Allah. But at the end of all of that hard work, what does Allah Ta'ala say? From the very belly of that bee, shifa'un linnas, what is produced, we know what is produced, the honey, is cure for the people. The instruction unto the man, unto mankind, is that if you are disciplined like this little creature over here, and you work for the greater society, and you work for a greater good, what you will end up collectively producing will also be shifa and cure for people, and it will hold them in good stead. Like how this creature is producing what is real physical shifa, a medicine for people. You're behaving in the way this animal here behaves by being disciplined, by being, you know, united in focus and purpose, following an objective, whether it's raining or snowing or whatever, fulfilling that objective of the hive, you will also end up producing what is a cure for the ailment of society, and what people will eventually seek a greater cure from, and that is their kufr and their disbelief, if you as a ummah remain disciplined like the small animal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahu alhamdulillah.